I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to The Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beats, here we go, so in.
Hey, y'all. I'm here for a very special episode because, like, Christmas morning came and the trailer for Vanderpump Rules season 6 has dropped. And I'm here with a different Ryan.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, right up top.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Ryan Bailey. It is not Ryan O'Connell. I am so sorry. This is still going to be great. No, I'm Ryan Bailey. And yeah, today is... Actually, this is what I wish that I had, like, a YouTube reaction video of me watching the video for the first time, because I think there was, like, tears and laughter, and I was like, actually, and to be honest, I was in my car driving to work this morning at like 8:30, and I had to pull over because
that's dedication.
Well, yeah, because, like, did you get, like, I started getting, like, text messages like, it's up, it is up now, Reddit says it's up, and I had to, I got a lot of
notifications, but you were the person that sent it to me, the first person that I, like, looked at.
Oh, and that was, I think,
me.
Like,
later in the game. Yeah, but I'd just gotten back from being overseas. I went to Japan. Uh-oh. Not to brag, but I was so jet lagged. I just slept until like 12 p.m. and then woke up to the most beautiful news, which was from you, that the trailer had dropped. So I was like, we need to do a podcast together to dissect the trailer and, like, really jump into it.
That's like a reverse Lost in Translation. You came back from Japan and, like, wake up. That's like a fever dream, waking up to, like, a Vanderpump Rules season trailer.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It has been, like, a fever dream ever since I arrived in Tokyo the whole entire time through today.
And then to come back to, like, the people that you know and love the best, which is, like, the Vanderpump Rules crew, and to see how they grew over over the summer.
So much growth. Oh, my God.
Like James says, so much can change in a year.
So much can change in a year.
But it was a huge, you know, it's one of, like, that's what I love about the show so much. And we're talking about it. It's like it brings all the great people together. It's such a celebration. Like, there was, like, text message high fives going on all day with people.
Yeah.
And
the community of Pumpheads is a tightly knit community of people.
It's like the Deadheads. Like, it's like they should travel around. There should be, like, a Sur, like, open in, like, different locations across the country.
Totally. Like Vanderpump Rules watch parties where everyone just wears, like, Sur merch.
Yeah.
And does, like,
and just, like, sways around the top man. Just swaying. And which is, by the way, wait, no, and this is how silly it is that I've never met you before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know each other from online, but But that this show brings people together. Like, yeah. That's insane.
It's a connector. It's truly like this show has made me. I've had moments over the last year, and I've talked about this on the podcast a lot, but like had moments of being like severely depressed and have like battled with depression and stuff. And like this show more than one time has like saved me from feeling depressed. Like, oh. It's insane. Like,
well, it opened. It was like a gateway for me, whereas because I came in late. Like I came in two seasons ago, and it was. I always tell people it was like Snapchat, where it, like at first I really, really hated Snapchat, and then one day I woke up and I was like, I wonder what I look like with like a dog filter on, and like that was like I kind of watched a little piece and I was like, this. I hate this. I hate this. And then all of a sudden I was like, what is Jax doing? Like, and so I watched that whole season, and then I went back to the first season, which was like this amazing way to watch it. Because imagine watching like season four and then going back to season one.
Yeah, I recently went
back. That's crazy.
It's crazy. And what's the most psychotic thing about watching season one is that like they're exactly the same people with the same drama. Like they have not had any sort
there's
of
no growth.
There's zero personal.
There's different
growth.
Like hairstyles.
Different hairstyles, and there's less money, and they're not famous, and they live in shittier apartments.
Yeah, like the same apartments.
But they're still like hateful to each other in the exact same way. The same problems they have now 4 or 5 years
well,
later.
Which by the way, I feel like this is great that I mean, Jax is on a spiritual journey this season, it seems like, and we'll get into that, but who knows what next season will bring. But it is amazing for a, that's why I love it. Cause nobody ever changes.
No one.
Like if you liked it, there's like, you're going to continue. It's not like a band. It's not like, Radiohead where they're like continually changing a sound. It's like, this is the same sound. So like, if you really like this sound, you're going to continue to love this show.
So true. However, I will put up a, like a argument to that, which is that one person I think has changed, and that's Kristen Doty.
You mentioned this, and like, why do you think Kristen Doty has changed?
Okay, so watching her, like right after season 5 ended, I went back and watched like my favorite episodes of season 2, which in my opinion is the best season of the show. And then since I recently watched season 1, it's like I've really paid attention to Kristen because she's been my favorite cast member, like the entire, like I live for Kristen Doty. She's so insane. And I just like.
Spiritual gangster. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like imprinted on her like from day one.
Imprinted on it.
And she was crazy in season 1 and 2. Like from a perspective of someone, like she had a lot of mental health issues, I think. And now I think that she's kind of figured those out and is much more like mentally healthy, and therefore it's hard to fit her into this community of people on the show anymore because she kind of is like healed in certain ways.
I think that is a huge leap. Like, I really, I think that is, I mean, I'm really almost flabbergasted that you think she has grown that much. Like that.
Do you think I'm just like projecting my own journey on the kids? And like, she used to be really crazy, but now
she is so pretty lately. Like, but you really like, I think that's like, what is, I'm trying to think of her last season. Like, just because she's like stable with Carter.
She had one night last season that was TBD, but like. When I mean, she was in the alley, like getting real, like in the Jabberwocky stance, where we still don't fully understand how our body.
It was like the elephant, man. It was like.
It was like shape shifting.
Yeah.
That was like a harken back to the old days. But I would say overall, she's experienced a lot of.
She's not going
in. She's
in
a stable relationship. You need to. Okay. Anyone that's listening should watch season one and just look at Kristen's facial expressions, like when. She thinks like the camera's not on her, and she's unwell. Like she's just unwell.
So she has like the right lineup of meds right now. She's in a committed
like a really
relationship.
Good mixture, and she's in a very stable, committed relationship with boring Carter. And I think that it's just like done.
Carter is so boring. He didn't even make the trailer for this season, and he's supposedly shot the whole season.
I could live the rest of my life without ever seeing Carter and be. Totally forget that he existed.
I mean,
it wouldn't
like,
even be a
like,
big deal.
But that's why you just call him like Beard or Beardo. Like, it's like, you know, or like, there's no.
I don't even think his name is Carter. It's like Brian, but no one wants to call him by his first name.
Or he's just like the guy you're like, what's up, dude? Like, every time you're like, hey, what's up, dude? Like, there's never a name interchange.
Yeah.
But Carter, last season especially, like, particularly when they're in the elevator at Tom's bachelor party.
Carter got his voice back.
He's trying to tell. He got his groove back. Like, but also I was kind of like, Oh, are you allowed to cuss on? Yeah, you get. Yeah, you're like, yeah. Fuck off. No, it was like,
no, please don't.
Yes. Kids, put your kids in the other room. Do not let them listen to this podcast today. No, it was fucked up. Like, mind your fucking business.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Carter.
Like, don't Yoko this shit. Like, you have no business putting yourself in the elevator with two good friends and trying to, like, you haven't talked all season. I don't want to hear you talk now.
No.
You're lucky to be so aggressive here. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's the truth. Carters should be grateful.
Well, that's what scares me is that some of these hanger-ons, like, you know, Rob Valletna that we're going to see this season. How do you say?
Valletta. Hello. Valletta,
sorry.
He's Amber Valletta.
I'm not into models. Yeah.
He's Amber Valletta's brother, which is insane to me.
So it's a talented family.
Yeah. Which means, like, I wonder so often, like, has Sheena met Amber? And, like, I want to know what Amber thinks of Sheena. If they've met, I want to know what Amber thinks of her brother, Rob, dating Sheena.
I wonder what she thinks about Sheena going to Disneyland and Universal Studios every day of the week. Like, I want to know.
I want to know what she thinks of Sheena.
Oh, do you not? By the way, this is the most manly thing I'm saying. Do you not follow her Snapchat? Dude, because her Snapchat is literally her. She'll go to really exciting places, and then she will just take videos of herself watching that exciting thing. So she'll be at, like, great concerts, but you'll never see the concert. You'll see her
seeing the concert. I love that.
Which is just, it's bizarre to me that, like, and I think that shows something about a person that, like, I you know, I always go and I'll snap the concert. I don't ever want anybody looking at me.
I like Sheena's approach to that because what I don't like are concert videos.
Okay.
And I like the fact that Sheena would then make it about, we get to experience Sheena experiencing a concert. Oh, that I
what
would
do you, what do you think about Sheena? Because also in Snap, she snaps her whole exercise routine.
Oh, yeah. I don't really, I can't, like, keep up with Sheena on Snapchat. I really don't.
Well,
keep
I don't,
up
like, keeping out. I just
really.
Mean, like, bum, bum, bum. I just go, like, super speed. Mm-hmm. But she Snapchats.
You're really trying to save face now. You're backtracking.
You know, I don't even care, really. Like, it's like, I just want to get through it. I want to make her feel bad. Like, why didn't Ryan look at it?
Just do its research.
Like, you can see that stuff, you know? But she, I was like, why are you snapping the whole, like, is it like 20 minutes of workout and but it's hour and a half with Snap?
Sheena thinks that she's a Kardashian. She lives her life
so
like
badly.
Yeah, she wants so badly. She started dressing like Kim Kardashian at the end of last season. Like, she
now that's been a weird journey to Sheena from when she started to now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she hasn't really grown, but it's a weird journey facially wise. Like, it's a
Sheena's aesthetic used to be Britney Spears, and then she morphed into like a Kim K wannabe.
But it's like
she's really just grasping at like whatever is popular and trying to just like become that.
And where's the pool? She's always hanging out with her fan. What area of town is that?
Azusa.
Azusa. Mm. She's like the Kim Kardashian of Azusa.
Yeah. What a great honor.
But by the way, like, you know, I was also kind of weirdly bummed because I heard a rumor that Mike Shea might be in this season at some point.
I really
and
hope
I was like,
so.
There were those people that you were hoping to see pop up in the preview. Like, and I was just so hoping, or even put like a little bit of like the Sheena diss track in, or like what, like Sheena watching the Sheena diss track.
Her
like,
reaction
I want a snap of her watching the diss track. Like,
all I can think about Mike Shea is like from last season where
he's all man. That's
where
all
they showed him, they were all at the wedding and they're like, where's Mike? And Sheena's like, he's relaxing. And then it cuts to him in the cabin covered in pillows for some reason with like a fan blowing on him, like truly on the verge of suicide. And I was like, I live for Mike Shea.
The worst part of last season with Mike Shea was when they're in Azusa and they had like the party and they went and Sheena did a speech to everybody and like literally was like, I made him go and get all the alcohol. And like, you see, there's like a quick reaction shot of him going, did she just make fun of my sobriety? Like, I mean, it's so sad. Like,
it
made him go to Costco.
The ultimate fucked up relationship.
But he's, yeah, hopefully he's
hopefully
doing well out
up.
There. Yeah.
So, okay, let's just like jump into the preview itself because there were literally like 50 things to talk about in this like 2 minute snippet. you pointed out the amazing establishing shot of Sir.
Yes. My friend Ellen actually pointed that out, and it's like literally the worst establishing shot of any, like, and you, it goes by so quick, so you guys, you have to pause it. That's what our computers are for. And it looks like a creepy, like, Nightmare on Elm Street house because it's just poorly.
It looks like a track housing in like a trailer park. I was truly like, where is that?
Well, it's like they must have like had to get the shot that day and they weren't waiting for the right light because it looks
shadowy.
Like you could put music underneath it. You could put like the Nightmare on Elm Street theme and you'd be like, oh, they're making a new one of those. That's very cool. Like
it was very foreboding.
Yeah.
Not the like sir energy.
But only
the
if you put it in slow-mo like I do. Like it goes by so fast, but if you pause it, that's when it's foreboding. Like
so go back and pause.
Yeah.
And soak it in. Yeah. Jax and James are friends now.
Everyone's friends now,
which I think is boring and stupid.
Well, no, I think that's a classic trailer setup. Mm-hmm. Is that like, guys, it's different than last season because, you know, you had the Witches of WeHo, you had so much drama, you had so many fights that a lot of people were like, I don't know about this negativity, I heard a lot of people say. So I think it's like really smart that they're like, no, guys, we're all friendly now. We all love each other. Everybody's back. This is great. You have Jax and DJ James Kennedy, and you have like also if you pause really slowly in that establishing opening, you have a naked skinny dip with Lala
and Katie pressing their breasts
together. Yeah.
And like laughing.
Like just happiest ever I've seen Katie in my life.
She actually was glowing. I didn't even recognize it as Katie because who's this happy person? Must just be like a fun naked lady. And then you pointed out that it was Katie and my mind was blown.
You want to see Katie happy, but also a point that Tom is not in that shot.
Oh, true.
And so I don't, not to say, you know, I hope they are great, but like maybe.
Do you hope that they're great?
Maybe.
I hope.
Maybe,
I really just hope.
Maybe their
great.
True happinesses aren't with each other. Like, you know.
That's a wild thought.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to postulate a theory, and I want people just to go with
polarizing.
Me here. I don't know if they're like the best together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, like, they're naked, and like, so that's already exciting because Lala and Katie hate each other.
And they had a lot of problems with nudity in past seasons.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see them come around full circle, accept their bodies, press their bodies together, and just like glow with happiness.
Yes. Like, this is great footage. This is great for my reel.
Tom Tom, they're breaking ground on Tom Tom.
Yeah. So that's the club that they set up at the end of last season when they were offered the club, and Katie's Tom was like, I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work. And Tom Sandoval was like, dude, are you kidding me? This is what we work for.
And you do a good Tom Sandoval, by the way.
It's just very passionate, man.
So passionate.
She doesn't treat you right. I'm sorry. I'm off.
The battered wife. Look at him.
That really is the best shot of any even
iconic
scripted show last season was that pushing in the door like, you can't choreograph something better than that kick in the door. He's a battered wife.
It was beautiful.
That was amazing. But yeah, supposedly they broke ground. So I guess they are doing Tom Tom Club.
But it looks like they're running into some problems where Lisa needs their full commitment.
Yeah, because Lisa was like, I need your full commitment. And they're literally both like, sitting at her house. And like Tom, if you look closely, he's like,
yeah.
Like, he hates the word commitment.
No,
like,
he
commitment
hates it.
Is the worst word for Tom.
He hates
Tom.
Any work or commitment to things Tom Schwartz hates.
Yeah. Like, it's like, but Sandoval leans in when he hears commitment. Sandoval's like, I want to be committed to anything. Like, Ariana, I want to be committed to like this. And like, Schwartz, like, back.
I love also just the thought of Lisa, like, knowing what we know about how Tom Tom tried to position themselves to sell, like, be the face of the sangria, and, like, how it was, like,
I know
didn't
bars
work
in
out.
St. Louis.
Yeah, it, like, truly didn't work out, and was like, they are not the right people for the job. She's like, I have an even better idea.
You know what could cost me more money?
Yeah.
If I give them a club in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like,
I love any idea that Tom Schwartz would be a good person to go into business with is truly next level.
But at
level.
The same time, though, is it kind of like a Hard Rock Cafe where Tom Tom will now be like the place where Vanderpump, like pump heads go to when they come from like the Midwest?
Yeah.
So
it's
it kind
be
of
a
works on that level. So you do want to see Schwartz at the front.
But is Schwartz going to be there? Like, I've never seen Schwartz in public.
Well, like, I don't know how he makes his money. Like, I know he had like one modeling job last year because he had that little had a little belly, he said, but I don't know how else he makes money, like, besides the show.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. No, I just don't think, I don't know. It scares me for things to come. It's good fodder for the TV show, but
he also seems like not a people person that should be at a restaurant, like, interacting.
He's a people person when he's had four drinks.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he, like, because he's
funny. Comes alive.
He's funny as heck. Like, I do think he has some great lines. He has one of the best lines of this whole preview at the very end. Like, that's my phone. Like, I need that. Which is a great scripted line that's probably not scripted. He's really funny. But then he gets, like, to seven drinks, and then it's, I don't think he's, like, super charming anymore.
No, it's, like, night. And he's mean.
Yeah. He's I don't even remember that. Like, he did a lot of, like, you can't give that guy any drinks because, like, he immediately defaults to, like,
blackout.
Yeah.
DJ James Kennedy gets a gig in Mexico, which is huge. And I truly think...
That's the Coachella of overseas, Mexico.
And I think that he is going to get to Coachella someday.
Oh, I have no doubt. Like,
he will get there.
He's already going as a patron. So
Truly, we're living in a world where it's a matter of time before DJ James Kennedy takes Coachella. And
we all laugh about it, but he's putting it out there in the universe. And like,
and he works. He gets gigs.
Yes. He was in New York for Halloween doing a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will be there. I will be there in the front, like, watching.
Hell yes.
And he'll have, like, now seen me, like, 10 times at that point because it's getting really weird. But obviously, he's on a fast track.
He's on a fast track. He's also, like, you brought up a really good point when we were watching the preview that he is, like, coming across as a wise sage.
Yeah. There was, like, he goes, wait, Jack's like, I think she's hate-fucking me. And then he's like, aren't they all hate-fucking? Like, it was, like, this kind of, like, 007, like, I'm very wise for my years kind
he's
of
like,
thing.
Oh, man, a hate-fuck is the worst way to be fucked.
Yeah. Yes, and he was like, I'll tell you about hate fucking Jack.
Which I'm like, how have you made the distinction? Because I'm pretty sure, like, most people you fucked have hate fucked you, James Kennedy.
James Kennedy has never felt like what lovemaking is.
A true lovemaking moment.
It's only hate fucking. He's like, that's called fucking, mate.
Yeah. And than, like, Raquel just, like, laying there and, like, automatically being like, oh, yeah.
You're so beautiful, baby. Yeah. Pose, baby. Yeah. My hair is crazy. My sex is crazy.
I also had a crazy moment. Like, I think about all these people all the time and then just, like, get random memories of them. But remember when James revealed that, like, he and Kristen's thing in bed was, like, for her to bite the back of his arms when he was about to come?
I totally forgot about that. Like,
did that jog your memory?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that just came to me randomly one day, like, flashed my mind. I was like, whoa, that's wild. And then, like, went on with my day.
Imagine
the show,
like,
is the gem with, like, it's filled with gems like that.
How do you even discover that's your thing? Like, how do you even, like, she was biting everywhere, and I figured, like, that was the point. Enjoyable point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he's actually, like, he's coming for, like, he's growing. Sorry, he's going from where we started. When we saw him as, like, a skinny pool boy in, like, season three.
When he dove into the pool and shocked us all with
his,
like,
but he was, like, this
face.
Little pinheaded, like, and now he's like, a main cat. He's fully, it's like when, if you watch 90210, it's in, like, when Brian Austin Green started when he was, like, David, and he was, like, the nerd of, like, 90210. And then, like, two seasons after that, he was, like, he grew into his own. Like, his man. And I feel like he's having, like, a Brian Austin Green 90210 season.
James has really been accepted. He did a lot of good work in the reunion episodes.
Oh, yeah. He made Jax laugh. He made Stassi laugh.
He was, like, making everyone laugh. He was a comedian. Yeah. And then that's, like, the moment I feel like
he was, like, a charming
shifted.
Don Rickles.
Yeah.
And, like, he did. Yeah.
And he became fully accepted.
No, you're dead on right. Like, because actually that was also the reaction of, like, oh, dude, you got to hand it to him. That was really funny.
Yeah. And I've been saying James Kennedy is, like, a literal lol fest for years. I've stand for him. So I just want to put
Are
that
you
out
a
there.
Future Mrs. DJ James Kennedy?
I think that James and I could have, like, a fun time together, like, hanging out. But I don't know
if
dating him is, like, a journey that I'm trying to go on. I will say that I'm way more attracted to him than I am to Jax at this point. Like, Jax actually... Like, I've done a full 180 with Jax where I'm like, never.
Well, that's my partner, Kara, that I do that podcast with. She was asking me last week who my favorite or, like, who I was attracted to with the girls. And I, like, honestly, no one.
Really? No,
like,
one?
No one. Like, I mean, like I thought, like, Stassi was pretty for a while. But then, like, I saw some Instagrams lately and I got really scared of, like, how skinny she was getting. But, like, no, like, I
okay,
don't.
Wait. if someone put a gun to your head and they were like, tonight, you need to go out and fuck someone from Vanderpump Rules, who would it be?
I think it would be Lisa.
Like, I like that. That's no, a good there's
like
answer.
Not like I do. She's oh, wait, hot. And I do find her very attractive.
She's very attractive.
I volunteered at Vanderpump Dogs a while back.
You did,
yes, and
what a saint.
I went 21 Jump Street and went undercover, and she came in when like you know with her and like Ken hobbled in, and she was like really pretty in person.
She's stunning.
Yeah,
has a great body.
Like even better than on TV. Like, yeah, I was just like, oh
she's
my gosh,
beautiful.
And she came good right choice. Up to me and had confidence, and I was just like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lisa is definitely goals. Jax loves a hate fuck, by the way. But that's like how most... I feel like that's this type of sex
he experiences. I feel like she's hate fucking me. Which, by the way, I feel like he hate fucks a lot.
Yeah.
But
anyone that's fucking Jax is filled with hate in one way or another. Like, they're
hate
fucking...
He's the guy...
If you fuck Jax, you're actually hate fucking yourself.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's the guy that the next day I was like, she's so good looking, but I fucking hate that I did that. Like,
yeah.
I imagine there's a lot of conversations with other girls of just like, what am I doing with my life? Like,
yeah.
It was fun, sure,
mm-hmm.
but obviously I'm drinking way too much right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the biggest change...
It's a rock bottom fuck.
Yeah, but he loves that.
The biggest change
about Jax, though, is that you're like, oh, you lost the Jax and Britt weight. The Jax and Britt take, take whatever that their
but
spinoff.
But he looks crazy.
Well, yeah, because he has the George the Caesar.
The head shave is like a really unclear hairstyle for him.
But it's a hairstyle. Like, I mean, he was like, give me a hairstyle.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to switch it up.
But it's not flattering.
Wait, really? I think he looks this. I mean, so I'm not a good, like, I don't like, I don't, I'm
his
like, okay.
His hairstyle, it looks like he's, because it's so shaved that, and I think when you're a man, your hair just naturally kind of thins in certain areas. And so it's so shaved and short that the front of it is thin to where he kind of looks bald from certain angles. And it just is like not doing him any favors. Plus, he's kind of like, he's just widened over time. So.
Well, yeah, definitely from the first season.
Season one, Jax also.
Chunky sweater.
Yeah. When I went back to watch season one, I was like, God, Jax was so hot.
Yeah, you know, he was a very good looking person.
He was
but like, if
very
you,
good looking.
I would love to see him in the chunky sweater he was in Vegas when he got into the fight, like what he'd look like in it now.
Also, it's wild to realize that Jax is the type of guy who wore a chunky sweater with no shirt underneath.
Like, but also,
but a button up, chunky knit.
But he was
no
that
shirt.
Good, he was that good looking that he fully pulled it off. Like, it was bizarre, but, like,
it's
you know, that's what you give allowances to that good-looking of people, where you're like, oh, I guess he knows fashion. Like, I don't even question it, because I'm like, I don't even know if that's fashion or not, but I'm like, he looks super, I guess that's what people wear. Like,
I question a button-up with no shirt underneath on anyone. It seems weird to me. But we can agree to disagree.
No, like, I'll never do that, but I don't know. I'm like, but I'm not Jax.
You're like, Jax is hot. You can do whatever.
No,
I guess, yeah, when you are, like, a really attractive person, you can just
yeah, like,
do
you do a lot. Like, you're like, I mean, we've seen John Mayer go through many, like, phases. Of, like, remember his Krav Maga phase? Like, and he was, like, working out all the time when he was dating Jen Aniston?
Yeah.
Like, he went through so many phases, and now he's back to, like, not, like, he's, like, good-looking schlubby. Like,
yeah.
But, like, yeah, I mean, great-looking schlubby.
He's, like,
but...
streetwear... tattoos. I was really a big fan of his, like,
sorry to trigger you, by the way.
No, I was like, why do you have to bring John Mayer into this? But, like, I was really into his, like, kimono and, like, crazy, like, turquoise necklaces phase.
Yeah.
And, like, weird boots. And now he's taking, like, a streetwear turn, and I'm trying to get into it, but it's hard because my aesthetic personally is not very streetwear. And so
wait, what's
like,
your personal aesthetic?
What is mine?
What is your personal
aesthetic? I don't my it's like basically gas station attendant at this point.
Do you know Von Dutch?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So, yeah. Anyways, Rob's Valletta.
Oh, man. Like, this is a 2-minute and 17-second preview, and you would think, like, the creepiest, like, he has one line in it, and it is the creepiest. It like hits you like a ton of bricks. What does he say?
He goes, what does he say?
He goes, dessert. They're at some kind of dinner, and he's like, dessert and sex are very similar. And Sheena goes, good thing you're getting both tonight. And I literally was like, I will never have dessert or sex ever again in my life.
Everyone, like, at the dinner table was like,
oh yeah, they have a shot of Ariana going, huh? Like, it was a record scratch moment.
His voice, like, and it kind of like,
dessert and sex
it.
Are very similar.
Yeah, but he says it even like creepier than that.
I'd fuck me.
Yeah,
I'd fuck,
it's very like Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. And he, like, the first time I watched the trailer, it went over my head. I was just like, ew, anyways. And then when we like watched it time after time, I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, he is truly a creep.
Yeah, like, it comes off immediately because you can't, like, he's like, you know, the normal good looking dude in pictures, but you can't, like, I can't really get a beat on his personality. Mm-hmm. But like, immediately when he spoke, I was like, oh, I know who you are now. Like, yeah. And that might be horrible to say.
No, but also, because now I'm thinking that I have watched some of Sheena's Instagram lives and I've seen
Rob's.
Oh, now
you're thinking,
now I'm just thinking about things. But he hasn't come across as like creepy on those, but then this did. This the show has really made me reevaluate like my relationship with men and like where it's like had I've had to do like a lot of like.
Wait, why would reflection. It ever make you reevaluate your relationship?
Because
with
I was
men?
Like, I was so into Jax for a long time, and like okay. It just is like. It,
yeah, you're making poor choices yeah, when you're younger, though.
It's like a mirror to me.
Wait, who would be the one guy now that you would choose that you would be like for like stability and like overall happiness?
For stability and happiness.
Is it Guillermo?
Guillermo seems pretty stable.
No, but you think like, that you're like, I weirdly think he might be really good
Sandoval.
To me.
Sandoval. Because Sandoval's like
he's
committed.
And he's so sincere.
Yeah,
he's
so
like,
sincere.
And
he might be too sincere for me sometimes.
If he like, loved you, like, though, you know he really loved you.
Yeah. Sandoval, and he's hot. Like, whenever I've met him in person, I've felt like an attraction to him that's inexplicable. Like, both he and Ariana are like, they're both very hot to me.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great looking couple together. Yeah.
So
it fits completely.
Yeah, I choose Sandoval.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We'll see, though, what this season brings.
We'll see. Yeah, are you willing to give other people a shot?
Oh, yeah, I'm very fluid.
Yeah,
when it comes
you're not
to
locking
it. It
yourself into one.
It changes all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a constant, ever-changing like conversation that I'm having with myself and other people when
What's
they
wrong?
Won't
Sandoval didn't have a good episode. It just kind of shook me this week.
Yeah. Jax is getting tap therapy, which is, what is that?
Yeah, I've never heard of that ever. Like, it... You know, I've seen a lot of therapy on reality shows. Like, they had it on Vanderpump even. But, yeah. Like, remember, like,
with that
did you ever watch, like, the two Corys?
Like, clearly trying to fuck Jax. And then
yeah.
It eventually got revealed that she got, like, fired from her job because she was out breaking all the, like, client
with
privacy.
Jax?
Yeah, she was, like, out at a bar, wasted.
With Jax.
Yeah, he came on Pump Podcast, like, right before the end of Pump Podcast, and told us all about this therapist, how she was, like, out at a bar being, like, my client's Jax from Vanderpump Rules. Like, and
oh, so he definitely, like,
she
had
like,
sex with that therapist.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but she got, like, fired. Because
you know he'd have sex with her and be like, yeah. Am I cured, Doc?
That's just, yeah.
Is this what you thought it'd be like? Sorry, but yeah, like, so yeah, they're tapping and they're tapping and they're saying, what are they saying? He's like, oh, he's like, and I hurt people.
Yeah, she's like, you're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. He's like, and I hurt people.
She's like tapping his third eye as if he has some semblance of spiritual awareness. I was like, if you want to tap somewhere, like tap his like left breast where all the tumors have grown. That's like where he probably
or like his nose. Like, there's got to be like a nice inward thing you could just like a finger could poke in because of like all the cartilage breaking.
Jax is not like a spiritual person, so you have to find alternate ways into his body because like wherever his like energy is manifesting itself is not the third
eye. I wonder
eye.
What a spiritual awakening is to him. Like, because if you follow him on Twitter, it's like he gets like really off on like NHL and then like Friends and Will and Grace. Like, it's like a weird.
So much
like,
NHL.
Like, but it's like, it's a weird cross. Like, I can't really get a beat on like what like makes him think there like there's more out there in the universe. I mean, I guess he wouldn't put that on Twitter anyways.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like, be good to each other. We're all we have. Like,
he's not really like an inspirational, like, quote kind of guy. But I do feel like, yeah, I'm curious too. Like, I don't think he's religious. He certainly didn't seem to take to.
What if we find out this year he's like Mormon? He's like, I'm very serious Mormon. Yeah.
But he can't be because he drinks and does serious amounts of blow.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous comment.
Well, you're fired from this. This podcast is over.
Sorry, guys.
You,
you can find me at www. Yeah.
Stassi being in like a weird in like her Halloween.
Oh yeah, so they had competing birthday parties. They don't really get into it in the preview, but I know for a fact that they had competing birthday parties.
Yeah, because Stassi and Ariana's
birthday parties were the same night, and. And I was at Ariana's birthday party randomly.
Good choice.
Like, I didn't have a choice, but like it was the better choice. So they had competing birthday parties. So we see Stassi because Stassi had like I think a murder theme, of course, and like
Idiot.
Everybody was in. So you see her in that like full like ghoul dead makeup, and what is she saying?
Her closet. It's my birthday. It's my fucking birthday.
That's what you want out of Stassi, though, is some kind of like, I'm the devil and don't forget it.
Yeah,
like,
as long as she just says that, you're like, okay, you've done. You put in the work this season.
But like, so I was shocked that we got a little, we got good Stassi in this, but it was very little as well, where I got worried that are we going to see a lot of Stassi this season?
Personally, I hope not, because I find her to be so annoying. It's not even like fun to watch anymore. I think that like, I felt like her dating journey on last season was really manufactured, and like,
oh, yeah,
it just didn't feel authentic.
Tinder date or whatever.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah. Shut up. Like, I'd rather see Kristen like in her apartment cleaning something than like see Stassi pretend to go on like a Tinder date with someone.
But that's your journey. You imprinted.
That is,
you like
that
cleaning.
Is my journey.
That's not a,
that is my journey.
But like, you saw that moment, and you saw the huge moment was that we finally get to meet Sir Patrick. Lord Patrick.
Lord Patrick.
Who, you know, like, she moved to New York for and went off the show.
Yeah.
And then, like, they got back together, supposedly, and he agreed to do the show this season. And then breaks up with her, and we get to see her like, you're not going to break up with me by tomorrow or something like that.
She was like, if you're going to break up with me, just don't do it tonight. And then it pans over to him, and you're like, oh, my God, you're like the Blob.
Very, like, it was like an IMAX screen on his forehead, and it was very like Cro-Magnon. Like, he's very well, like, he's very clean.
He's,
I'll give him that.
Very shiny.
He's very clean and very angly in weird ways.
Facial muscles don't move. He seems like he's gotten a lot of male Botox, and
it's like an ugly Patrick Bateman, Christian Bale vibe, but like with it not, but
like, no, what, sandy hair.
No, it's like it's one of.
He looks like Chris O'Donnell.
No, but if Chris O'Donnell is like on like roids,
yeah,
in a weird way. Like,
and then you're like, this is the man that Stassi has put everything
what, see,
on the line
that's
for.
What shocked me. For
yeah.
like somebody that like for thinks of themselves that highly,
mm-hmm.
that's the guy? When I really think she could probably have her pick of a lot of people.
Stassi is a babe. Like, she's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
She is successful. She makes a lot
of
money.
Yeah, her podcast is huge.
Yeah, I mean, her personality is truly my worst nightmare, but people don't really value
but,
that
by
here
the way,
anyways.
It's that kind of like, it's the kind of thing where like, normal people think she's amazing because she likes things like murder and stuff, but
yeah.
like actually truly unique people still like, oh, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, she has like basic wide appeal, which I think has like contributed to her success thus far, but like, she's a person who could go out and find a boyfriend,
oh,
have very
hands
a lot of success.
Down.
But then you see someone like Patrick, and you're like, God, well, she fucking hates herself.
That's
like,
exactly you.
Yeah.
That's another thing where you. That's why these reality shows are horrible for like, because you see that you're like, oh, you fall into the same traps as everybody else.
Yeah.
Is that like, that's the dude?
Yeah.
You have no self respect for yourself.
No self respect, and you have no self.
And I'm saying that by seeing him one time.
One time. That's all we needed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was it.
No, and then her crying in the stairwell.
Oh,
that's an iconic shot. Like,
that's
already
shot.
Of like, I want a t-shirt of like her crying on like,
yeah.
It was like, I think yellow, like it was,
it's very industrial looking stairwell.
Yes.
Or like kind of modern industrial, and then she's like in a pair of hideous espadrilles just like weeping into her own lap, and I was like, this is classic.
But also it was like, it also worried me that there's like really no scenes with her and the other girls. Like,
yeah.
it was very Stassi-centric, which then also kind of feeds into, like, our Kristen stuff, but...
Yeah, well, I think Stassi and Kristen had a falling out...
'Cause that trip.
...in the summer, in the Europe trip,
yeah.
So there might be, like, a division, and I feel like also the reason that Stassi and Katie are, like, suddenly BFF with Lala probably has a lot to do to, like, troll Kristen in a way. Like, I think that they're the kind of people that would befriend someone just to fuck with someone else that they didn't like.
I mean, hands down.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe we'll see that play out. I hope to see, like, more Kristen.
Well, that's because Kristen, like, the first time we see Kristen in this is that Lisa says... something like, there's only skanks in this town. And then that's the first shot of Kristen. By the way, the kind of the only frontal shot of Kristen is after,
yeah.
Lisa says there's only skanks in this town. And then there's like, which is like a horrible troll on the parts
this
of the editors of like,
troll.
We'll put Kristen in right there. And then the only other time we see Kristen in the trailer is,
when she throws a drink.
Throws a drink. But that, you have to really pause it to even know that's Kristen.
Yeah.
It's
you
just
have to
like,
know her exact like arm movements and mannerisms,
and you do,
to be
yeah.
able to say like, oh my God, Kristen throws a drink in,
you know,
James'
what
face.
Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, because we've seen her take swipes at James before. So, but that was the only two things in that. And you were saying like, I hope she's in it this season.
Yeah. I think she will be. I hope that they get more into like the drama between the female cast members. Like, ultimately,
But how good would it be if they put that, like, whatever happened to that trip, they were filming there? That would be amazing.
I know, that would be
amazing.
And,
like, some of the best stuff doesn't make these shows.
But that's what really pissed me off about the Jackson Brittany show is, like, the majority of the good stuff that happened, like, when did you watch that show? Or
oh, heck yeah.
Okay, yeah. So when the...
I'm a man,
there's a lot of people.
Me? Yeah.
I would not have, like, faulted you for not watching it. But, like, they're referring back to these, like, horrible
yes.
rage blackouts
fights,
that,
yeah.
that no one filmed,
yes.
which is crazy. And I think that now the big problem is that all these cast members are stars, essentially. So they have a lot more pull and say as to what gets shown on camera and what can't get shown
yeah,
on
like,
camera.
Yeah, like, well, I'm not going to drink tonight if you're filming it. No.
Yeah.
No way,
and
dude.
So, like, and so and even in New Orleans, when Tom and Katie got into that fight, we didn't see any footage of that.
Yeah, which you like, how easy would it be to get footage of that?
Yeah. Like, they were literally out all night. So it's like, when, I feel like the cameras are getting shut off after a certain time, or they've worked something into contracts where it's like, we're past the point of being allowed to see the worst parts of these people.
Yeah.
Because they're so...
They're aware.
They're aware of their public image now in a way that they weren't in seasons one. And
you talked about that in the pod with Ryan, is that, like, you know, how it ended with Jax and Britt was that... You know, Britt stayed there and Jax went home.
Yeah.
And so now we pick up and they had like a little mini like 19 second trailer a couple weeks ago or whatever. And mm-hmm. they're obviously kind of together, but then there's a couple fights with Jax and Britt in this as well. So obviously they're not completely split up.
And Jax says like, you're going to hate me. Like, I'm going to have to go in hiding next season, like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
So bad. And we see Brittany like physically assaulting him. So I think that like...
Was she the one... That is hate fucking him?
She's the one that's hate fucking him.
Because I would be like, that's balls if he's talking about some other girl hate fucking
him. No, I think he's talking about Brittany.
I mean, I hope so, but I just like, how dark would that be if like he's actually,
he's
they're putting on a scene.
Woman, I'm cheating on Brittany with this hate fucking.
She's hate fucking. Like, what is your respect about me? Like, what am I doing? Like,
yeah, no, I think he's talking about Brittany. And then we see Brittany just like full blown punch him, which I was like, yes, girl, take him down.
Yeah, but Brittany fascinates me too.
I don't necessarily
like, it's working if
it.
That was her goal. Like, she's becoming known and she's an actual cast member now.
But
I don't know
what she's trying to do with this.
And I want
to
know, like, I think she really loves Jax, but I can't tell if it's, like, really, like, biding time to get to eventually where she really wants and she
what
knows.
Does she want?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, how do you, like, she seems like the smile is so genuine. I want to know what. She really feels something when she's with Jax?
I think when you fall in love with Jax, you fall in love with Jax. You really do. Because,
like,
he and Stassi were together for 2 years.
Yeah.
And their relationship was, like, serious drama. I think once you're Jax, you're, like, under the spell.
Yeah, you got Jaxed.
But Brittany kind of did it the right way, where she, like, is making him pay for the apartment they live in. And according to him, he pays for it her entire life.
Yeah, I mean, like,
so
the boobs,
like,
everything.
More power,
like,
more power to you.
That'd be a horrible episode where he removes the D cups, you know.
He, like, sues her.
No,
those are taken out.
Yes, like,
he would.
The worst episode of People's Court ever, yeah.
Also, I loved when, like, all the boys are... cheersing, and then Tom Sandoval goes, "The boys are back in town," and it's like, "What fucking town are you
talking about?
Los
Angeles?
Like the town where you all live?
It's not like, you know, TV shows where they do like a hiatus and then they're like, "Where did you come back from for summer break?" Like, everybody pretty much stays in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like, we live here, and they actually live here. They don't fly in from Aspen.
Yeah,
you know, so. I don't know what the boys are back mean. Like, is it just like we saw each other at a shift last week and we haven't seen each other?
Things that he wants to say.
But by the
way, he's like so sincere and like nostalgic that he's like, any time that they're away from each other is when they're out of town.
But dude, I gotta tell you what, if I have some guy friends that are like that, and when I like get in those situations, I'm like, dude, I am back in town. Like, I get excited. Like, I'm like, oh my God, somebody really likes me. Like, I get, like, so you must always be pumped up of like, well, at least that dude likes me.
Yeah. It's a classic, like, boys, like, being together and, like, loving it.
Yeah.
To say that they're back down. Like, also, I know I've followed Jax, like, on Twitter, on all
down
socials
the street,
for a long time.
Yeah.
Around the corner. And he was doing this thing, like, all summer where he's like, Saturdays are for the boys. Like, have you noticed that on his social media?
It was that.
He's really all about Saturdays are for the boys. I think it has to do with, like, football season.
It was that, or, like, like aggressively trying to like, I'll block you right now.
Yeah.
And then like, or like really like shitting on 15-year-olds. Like, yeah, you're ugly to a 15-year-old girl. Like, well, you got a fucking fat ass. Like, it's like you're tweeting at a 15-year-old dude. Like pull it back a second. Like, yeah, we realize what's happening. We realize somebody's poking you, but like, you don't have to take down a 15-year-old. Like, what is that ever like that? No. That could mess somebody up in, like, some little girl in Minneapolis or something. Like, that could really damage somebody.
Yeah. Jax loves, like, a for the boys thing. So I can get him being on board with, like, the Tom Sandoval, like, the boys are back in town. But also going back to, like, shitty things that Jax has said on social media, I screen grabbed a response that he did. I think he made, like, a joke about epilepsy or something.
Classic.
Classic Jax.
That's an old George Carlin bit.
Yeah. And then he made this joke about epilepsy. And then this woman, like, I guess she added him and she was like, my daughter has epilepsy. Like, that is not okay for you to say. And then he responded to her. He was like, that's fucked up and I hate that, but like, fuck you and shut up. Like, he was like, I'm sorry about your daughter, but also fuck off and get a life.
But also, why don't you work on your DNA then, right?
Yeah, he was like, look in the mirror at your fucking face. Like,
she got that from you, idiot.
It was just like insane. I was like, oh, those, I love.
Well, that's why I always get scared of like trolling. Like, sometimes, because, like, he posted a picture of him and, like, the St. Louis Monument, and I wrote underneath it, like, two monuments, because it was, like, him, and I was just, like, and he didn't like it or anything like that, but, like, I always, like, have to watch myself, because I'll talk tough, but, like, he could, like, he would literally say one thing to me, and it would probably crush me.
Yeah,
so I've got to watch
you. It would be like,
no, blocky, I can get around.
Well, yeah,
like,
you
that's,
can get around.
That'll
that.
Be funny,
but you wouldn't
but,
want that.
But he
happen.
Would say something, and what he said, that's the thing I wouldn't be able to count on. And yeah, like, he hits below the belt, so I don't know. That would scare me.
He hurts people.
Yeah, no, I know.
Pride looks empty in this.
Hey guys, the call for Pride shoot today is 3 a.m. Yeah. We want to get it before anybody's here.
Lisa's like, happy Pride.
Which is very different than last week's Pride or last year's Pride with the horrible tragedy that they had to do. It was like a very special Vanderpump episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing super bad happened this year, but it didn't look like a big celebration. Like, where last year you had Sandoval throwing beads off the bar. Like, everybody was like super hammered, like, yeah, trying to take back the night, you know?
You got to see, like, people's true characters revealed last year's Pride.
Oh, yes.
For the people that didn't show up to work and used a lot of excuses, and the people that did show up and, like,
they know what they did.
Yeah, they know what they did. We all know. I live for Ariana's rage. Like, I'm so excited to see her be, like, really angry.
So you had two Ariana moments that were kind of rageful in this trailer. Is that the one of, like, why don't we just fucking break up then, when they're on a couch?
Mm-hmm.
But you really don't know what is before or after that. So it really could just be, I mean, you know, it'd be great if it really was a Tom thing, or
yeah,
it could be somebody talking to, like, and she's telling a story about a past boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then you had the other moment, which was like,
if they're actually fighting, when he's like, why didn't you do something?
She's like, it's not, like, on my phone.
Yeah, but we've never seen her, like, raise her voice like that.
Well, she's fully also coming into her own, too. Like,
she is.
She's
confronting issues, and, like, I think she's at the rage level where it's, like, let it out, sister.
But also, I think in just terms of popularity, her popularity has skyrocketed,
mm-hmm,
where, like, Stassi used to be the number one, but, like, after she really kind of, like, a couple moments took Stassi down a peg last season.
True.
I think people really, they want to be kind of Ariana now, a little, like, it's getting up to, like, a Stassi interesting place for me.
Yeah, yeah. Ariana's always been far more interesting to me than Stassi.
Yeah, but to, like, to see those levels to somebody that you actually are like, I already do find you interesting, I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, it's super fascinating.
But, like, I would actually be sad if they broke up.
Because,
like, I actually do like them together. Like, I don't think I liked anybody else together on that show.
I like them together. They're a fun couple to watch. And they seem to genuinely enjoy each other and, like, love each other.
Yeah.
And they're not, like, trolling each other 24/7.
No.
So it's like, they have good chemistry and, like, I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But I would also would be sad if they were to, like, break up. But knowing about, like, last season when he's, like, talking about marriage and stuff and her being so anti-marriage, like, I just feel like maybe that's, like, a source of tension this season.
Yeah, I mean, she's always been pretty upfront about not wanting to get married, and he's always been pretty upfront about wanting to be with her for the rest of his life.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, where do you...
I wonder how that does play out, and if they would even let that play out on...
Don't you think that that is, like, a problem, maybe, if one person's like, I really want to get married and be together?
It's a real-life problem, of course, like, whether they let that play out any on, like, I would find... Because that is an actual real issue, and I think she's... I just curious how far they let that play out.
Yeah.
Because I do think they actually do have a good chance of being together for a very long time, and mm-hmm. it is one of those things where I think, like, oh, wow, they might like each other enough where she would actually reconsider her stance on that.
True. I've thought that, too.
Or they could be just like the Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn or Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I love that. I love that option.
Yeah, which that's a good option as well.
But she's also pretty guarded in terms of, like... I think talking about her personal life and being very, like, open and sharing, she's just kind of more guarded than everyone else is.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... That's why I love seeing a rage moment from her, because you don't get that.
But
you
it's interesting to see if she's just at that point where she's comfortable and this is her life mm-hmm. a little bit more. So things are coming out that, like, she used to be, like, very... weary and on guard about, and now it's kind of like, no, I'm getting noticed everywhere now. I'm getting, like, you know, and it just, things just start happening.
It's like, let's just do this.
Yeah, or just not even aware. Just like, just kind of dropping guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was deep.
That was really deep.
Dropping guard.
This season seems to be fueled by a lot of rage in general. Oh, wait, we didn't even talk about James kissing a guy.
Oh, and see that, this is something that's very... It's like another one of those where you have to catch it. Like,
you have to pause.
It is James. Well, first off, you said you're like, oh, I thought that was Kristen. Didn't you like say when he was
kissing the person?
Well, I thought you were. No, that was my other friend. She was like, oh, I think. Oh, I thought she was like, I saw that, but I thought that was Kirsten. Like when he was like, because you see James caressing the back of a head,
pulling
and
it in,
pulling it in,
kind of kissing his neck between his ear and his neck area.
Yeah,
yeah.
And somebody pointed out on the board that it was like near the, it was like a stone fountain with like a crack, like ass crack. It was somebody that would really deeply look into it, which I really respect.
It's a beautiful homoerotic moment.
But anyways, yeah, that was a guy that it was this guy, Logan, somebody found on Instagram. And they have a picture of him and DJ James Kennedy at Gay Pride. So that was obviously shot on Gay Pride Day.
Mm-hmm.
So James might have gotten liquored up and like led somebody on, or actually what? Like, I mean, what is going to happen?
Yeah, I want to know more.
Is top man a top man?
Yeah, like, I have my theories about James's sexuality, and I'm hoping some of those, that is like a theme that's explored throughout this season.
If that became a theme this season, it would hands down be the best season.
It would be,
like, if we saw this and then stuff like that happens, it would transcend reality for me.
Yeah, same. If James had like a true journey of coming to terms with his sexuality and being like, even if he's like bisexual or just like working through that, and like to see him work through that with Raquel of all people, like, I'm in.
It really,
didn't
like,
see any of Raquel in this either, which,
yeah,
was,
which is like, by the way, like, DJJK usually is very,
he's so
vocal about
her
promoting Raquel, that I'm like, he must also be talking Raquel down today at some point, like, I thought you'd be in it, babe, I swear to God, they said you had good shots, you look beautiful, all that, and he must like be really not having a good night.
Yeah.
Or deeply happy. Wait, what do you think he feels about that shot being left in? Like, do you think he knew that that shot was getting in? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know. He always has a lot of rage, so I'm sure we'll see some of that come out.
Just take it out in the stew.
Yeah, in the stew. You mentioned also, going back to my thought before we talked about James kissing, that Stassi's like, it's my birthday. She's like kind of gurning, like has like a Coke jaw
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone's Coke rage levels and like Adderall levels have skyrocketed since.
Yeah, that's
last
a good point.
Season.
I always forget about like how prominent Adderall is too. Like,
so
you can't discount the amount of Adderall they're probably taking as well.
They're taking so much.
Like, nobody's smoking pot.
No. Stassi had mentioned, like, I went back and had read her blog.
She was having like a vape moment, and Katie went and got a vape pen last season, too.
Yeah. But, like, on Stassi's blog, she took down Style by Stassi, RIP, because that was, like, really premium content. But now she has, like, an Ask Stassi, and someone had asked her, they were like, hey, Stassi, like, I really love to day drink, but, like, it's hard for me because I get sleepy. Like, what should I do? And then Stassi was like, here's what I do. Like, just take a bunch of caffeine pills and then you can, like, drink all day and stick to beer. And, like, I was like, you don't take caffeine pills. You take Adderall to drink all day. Like, you all take Adderall.
Yeah, and also...
caffeine pills.
Where do I go for caffeine pills? Yeah. Who do I ask like for caffeine?
Yeah.
Caffeine pills.
Liar.
No, it is... Yeah. It... I am curious about the amount of drugs that are involved, and especially like Jax has a bunch of rage filled moments that seem like they could be potentially be coke fueled.
Him taking a phone. Can you imagine taking your friend's phone? Like, if can you imagine getting mad right now, taking my phone and throwing it against the wall?
I would it would just never happen.
I would never do
like,
that.
Never. Like, I've been hammered. Like, yeah. I have never, ever thought, like, I've never. It just never would even possess me. And if it, like, did, it would literally be like, that was your fucking phone. Oh, my God, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm going to pay every, like, it would be immediate.
Yeah.
And this, he throws the phone. There's, like, a beat. And he's like, hey, is that my phone? I need that.
I
and, like,
need that.
You don't even see Jax do anything. There's no reaction of, like, I just threw a phone.
No, he's just huffing and puffing.
Yeah, he's just so, like, it's like a mixture of, like, coke and testosterone and, like, roids.
I think he's back on roids in a major way.
Oh, yeah, because
he's been working out hard. Because
they all lost the Britton Jax weight. Yeah.
And he's, like, when anytime your body gets, like, wide like that as a man, you, like, thicken up, I think it's steroids.
Well, and also
weightlifting and all that.
But also he makes a point of, like, now every day saying, he's like, I really beefed up a year ago. You know, he says it now, like, every day on Twitter about something about, like, I really slimmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a yeah.
Yeah. We covered a lot of ground for literally a two minute, it's good though. It's great.
No, it's great. Wait, and real quick, Lisa says, should I ask you for your resignation to Jax?
Oh.
Which, by the way, are we pretending they all still like fully are employed there and getting like 401k plans? Like,
I think
also, if you're a bartender, do you have to turn in a resignation? Do you have to put in a written resignation if you're a bartender?
Good point. I don't
should
know.
Should I ask for your resignation? He's like, I don't even know how to write. Like, how would that work?
He's like, what is that?
What
is Googles it when he gets
sound
home.
It out, Jax. Yeah. Resignation.
Do I have to ask for your resignation? Like, as if Lisa's gonna fire him. Lisa fucking loves Jax.
Oh, and then we really didn't talk about Lala either.
Mm-mm.
But she's in it a bunch. Like, Lala's back, and she has a couple of, like, you know. She says to James, come correct, motherfucker.
She says that to James, and then she says to Sheena, your man was kissing my friend about Rob's Valletta.
And she's like, and Sheena's like, hold the prayer, like, stop. I forgot what she said, but it was, like, slow your roll or some weird thing. But, like... wouldn't that be great? Because Rob did film with them this season.
Yeah, he filmed
so
the whole season.
So obviously, and they're broken up now, even though she keeps tagging him in like Insta photos. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we're such good friends. Like, we really are here to support each other.
Which that's balls too. Like, whoever broke, like, he obviously broke up with her and like he did a number on her where she's actually telling people publicly that they're good friends.
Yeah. He's like, you think that that's what happened is he broke it off with her?
I thought I had heard that he broke it off with her, that she wanted it to work, and then he went to Italy, and, like, you know, I think he posted about, like, having an amazing, like, I eat pasta every day, like your typical Italy post.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know, like, we will see. Like, that one line was so creepy that now I'm literally thinking of him as, like, this weird, like, Svengali kind of, like, or just, like, just a master manipulator.
Yeah. Sheena kind of has a type of, like, because Mike Shea had, like, creepy moments, too. I feel like they had a similar voice cadence, Rob's and Mike. Am I reading?
But he's like, well, no, see, Rob Valletta is the Express for Men version of Mike Shea.
True.
Mm-hmm. Like, Rob Valletta is a guy that tucks his shirt in.
Yeah.
You know, or he wears, like, an untuck it button-up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Mike Shea is a t-shirt and a hat guy.
True.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking way too much about this.
No, I think you're right on with that.
So it's like Sheena thought she was like doing like a huge step up.
Mm-hmm. But she was doing like one step up and one step sideways.
Yeah. Like there's no, like I said, there's no real growth here, obviously.
Yeah. It was like a Tetris, like
move. Yeah, it's a lateral. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it'll lateral. Be what will be interesting is to see who she goes to next.
I want her to date. Well, Rob's Valletta is kind of like more famous. I feel like she's going to try and star fuck her way back up.
I want it to be like somebody like just we didn't even like consider like Elon Musk or something.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Or like Richard Branson. Or like somebody just like we're like what?
Sheena and Richard Branson.
Or like just like somebody just like somebody that just like you're like it's like Tom Hanks. You're like what? He fucking cheated on Rita Wilson with Sheena? Like it just like destroys the complete like perception of Tom Hanks completely. And you're like and he's like, I love her. I love her. I've gotta go with my feeling here.
Sheena's a real gem.
She's a great girl.
She's a great girl.
Great girl.
She's so kind. She's
and like
great
Tom
heart.
Hanks starts showing up in all these Snapchats and you're just like, this is what? Like, I don't want to see him with like a dog filter on, you know?
He tweets, he's like, I love Sheena. I think she's real deal. And then he signs it, Hanks. You know, he signs everything. So,
Woman Crush Wednesday goes out to a very special lady that started off as a singer, then moved to a waitress, and then moved, yeah. Hanks. H-A-N-X.
X. The X is the part that kills me the most.
Oh, see, like, and I know this is off topic. He'd be the worst one if I heard that like he was like a cheater or something like that. That would
it just would destroy
it
you.
Would destroy me like yeah. It would like I just even imagine him being creepy with like you know like I think you know my friend and like he's pointing at his dick like I would hate for Tom Hanks to do something like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
This was amazing. Yes.
This was amazing. You'll have to come back on the season so we can follow up with like everything that happens.
A 6-hour podcast.
Yeah. We're
going
to need to like have a lot of follow up here.
Yes. And can I tell?
Yes. Tell
so I have a podcast. I'm sure a lot of you listeners know Emotionally Broken Psychos by Molly McAleer. I do a podcast for her company called Realizing Stuff with Kara and Ryan, and it's all about the Kardashians. That journey is incredible that we take every week. So please subscribe and listen if you get a chance.
It's on iTunes, right?
Yeah, on iTunes.
It's everywhere.
EBP Realizing on Twitter. Brooklyn, stop. And I'm at RyanBailey25 on Twitter. Yeah. I shitpost a
and
lot.
You also, you kind of like called Kylie being pregnant early
yes,
in the game,
we called
right?
it. We called it before... I think anybody called it on the podcast. The first episode we did, we ended with where I said... I think she's pregnant by Travis Scott at the very last second. And we pulled that audio and we played it a couple weeks when like the Immaculate Conception went down, which was like, what a huge,
jaw dropping moment.
It really like, I mean, and
it changed the world.
Like I went over my cellular data plan that day. Like yeah. it was the amount of people that were like congratulating me. It was like, I hadn't heard from my dad in a while. No, it was really
he's like, son, I'm ready to reconnect.
I'm very, very proud of you.
No, but that I remember seeing that because like I was texting everyone and then on the like, EBP like Facebook stuff I was just like, God, props to you guys for,
it was
like,
awesome. Yeah, my partner Kara Kara Berry, who's in New York, I'm in LA, and we do it from there. She is hysterically funny as well, so yeah, we have a lot of fun, so please check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
All right,
bye.
This episode of Sexy Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following sponsors: Meredith Good, William Jones, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know I'm feeling.